Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Yes, it is a special guest episode because I love speaking with people, because let's pick each other's minds and think about life and say we are thinking about starting a business. Yes, let's start a business. This is something great that we all need to start thinking about and really break into it and understand. So luckily for me, Lenita's here on my show, and she is a mastermind of business, truly, truly something to really have us think about today. So thank you so much for coming on my show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much for having me, and I am wonderfully well. Thank you.
That's good. I am so glad to hear that. So I guess to start peeling off the Band-Aid and go straight to it, I would like to know, why do you love helping people with businesses, like starting them out? Why would you choose this direction?
Absolutely. So it is my feeling that the more people who are spiritually aligned with the good of all involved, who have economic power and influence, the better our world will be. For too long, we have sat back and we have said that our ideas are not worthy, that no one will invest in them or support them. And we have let other people who have half the talent, none of the know-how, get out there and honestly steal ideas and just run. You know, I went to a training several years ago by an organization, Georgia Go Run. It's a political activist organization and a precursor, I think, to Girls in Politics, right? And what they said is that when you look at a man and a woman who decide I'm going into politics, the man will have no education, be in a t-shirt and boxers and say, I'm going to be president. And then he gets out there and does the work. Whereas a woman will say, I want to be president, but first I need to raise my kids, make sure my husband is in good shape. I need to ensure that I am financially stable and that I have all of the experience, the knowledge, and the expertise to be taken seriously. And so you blink and 20 years have gone by. And I take that example and apply it to people in business, man or woman. We have people with amazing ideas who have innovations that can help our whole world, environmentally, socially, economically, politically, right? Who are just sitting and we're going to blink and 20 years have gone by. And the thing that you were called to do, that you were supposed to do, that was supposed to help all of us, right? It's just sitting in storage, waiting for you to feel like you're ready. Newsflash, you're ready. You were ready the moment the idea dropped in your head. Now, let's go for it. And let's get that business done. Okay.
Yes. I love that. Right. Just rip it right off. You know what I mean? We have to be honest with the fact that we all are holding great ideas that can truly impact other people's lives. But the problem comes down to so many excuses. You know what I mean? So many excuses. And I think one of the biggest excuse that people have is that, you know, it's fear. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure you come across this. This is the first thing that you deal with when you deal with your clients is fear. So what do you tell people when it comes to fear and starting this new endeavor that is kind of scary?
I tell them that fear is the false evidence of everything awesome not being right for you. How about that? That is what fear is. And the truth of the matter is, the moment that that idea came into your breast, you were ready. Because every business is the response to a problem. That is why they are successful. So the thing that you have to be focused on as a business owner are finding the people or drawing the people to you who have that problem so that you can be the solution. And until you get that in your mind and in your heart, it's not a calling, it's a job. It's hassle, it's hustle, right? Mm. But there's nothing side about anything that you've been called to do. It's your main. Now, it might not pay your bills yet, Because a lot of times, because I did this as a business owner when I first got started, I thought that as soon as I had the great idea, that it was going to take me where it needed to be. But if you think of your business as it starts as a child, you have to raise the child. You have to instill in it morals, values, ethics. You have to teach it to fend for itself, to walk, then to run, right? Your business is the same way. And some of us are more savvy than others, and so it gets up and running quicker, but it does not detract or devalue from what you do preneur for a while, where you have your main 9 to 5, and then you have what you're doing on the quote side, but that's only because it's being done in the early hours of the morning or the late hours of the evening. Until you get it to a place where it is making money to sustain you, and then you can really run with it. But I need you to put that fear to the side and see yourself as the answer to somebody's problem. You are somebody's guardian angel, literally,
I
just
like that.
who you are, without your credentials, without the education, without the certifications, you, just you.
Yes, I love that response. I think that's the best response that anybody needs to hear because you kept it so real and transparent. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. When you start a business, not only do you have to put that problem solver mentality up front, but you also have to be realistic and know that, you know what, you come with whatever you have. And the saying that I've always lived by is work with what you got. You know what I mean? Work with what you got till you can get more, or you can get something else, or you can evolve. And when you said you have to be realistic when it comes to starting your business, and it takes time, and you got to see it grow, and you have to invest, and you have to put the work in,
That's
even
right.
if that means not seeing the results that you expected. I mean, to be honest, you kind of have to have faith. You know, you have to. Not only do you have to have faith, you have to believe what you're doing is with purpose. Because, like you said, if you don't have that purpose within what you want to solve someone's problem, then what do you have? You have a job, you have nothing. I mean, if that's the case, go work at McDonald's, you know. But it's also nice how you said, like, keep a job in the meantime to work your way to maintain what you want. Because let's be honest, people don't say that enough. You know, people don't, and it's frustrating because you see all these people on TikTok and influencers and all the social medias you can possibly think of, and they throw this front saying, "Oh, look at me. I have all of these followers and I have all of these likes and I have all of these people and all of these clients and all of this, and this and this. It just happened to me 5 days after I started." That's not realistic, honey. Let's not let's break those walls down. You know, what is your opinion on that?
Mitzi, let me tell you what my opinion is on you, and then I'll tell you my opinion on that. You're a
Right.
queen, okay? You just dropped so much knowledge
Mic drop. Pencil drop.
in that. Let me tell you, I was doing a workshop. I know, right? For real. I was doing a workshop maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I said to the people in there, how many of you love, admire, respect the businesswoman that Beyonce knows is? That's Queen Bey for some of y'all who don't know. Every hand went up, right? How many of y'all think that happened overnight? About half, because they think from that moment of Destiny's Child going out by herself that that was the breakthrough moment. No, the breakthrough moment was the first time that she appeared on any stage, and she was 9 years old. But do you understand that that meant that there was work that was done from the time that she was three? From the time she was three, she was taking dance classes, she was taking voice lessons, she was having her hair done every week and learning to present herself in a way that said, that I was not raised by wild hyenas. I am saying this because this is a lifetime. She is in her 40s now. So that means that everything that you see now, the billions, the life partner she has with JC, the children that she is now raising at a time where she is willing and able to embrace motherhood and not just handing them off to somebody else and saying, here, go deal with that. This was work in the making. And if you look at your life in the way that she obviously does, which is the answer to a calling, hers being to inspire, to motivate. And she does it through entertainment because for many of us, that is the first way that you're grabbed, but you're not being held by that, right? They grab your attention by making you laugh, by lifting your heart, but to hold it, that means you still have to be able to solve a problem. A problem. So when we look at our businesses, instead of saying to ourselves, I don't have what they have. They didn't either when they got started. I don't have the resources, the network, the money. They didn't either when they got started. And don't you believe for a moment that the moment they got started was the moment that they came on that screen. There was work that was being done. For some of you who needed even more basic than that, because honest to God, I did too. And this is how God dropped it in me. When you see a flower bloom, the work didn't start above ground. It started when the seed went into the ground. That ground had to be fertile. That ground had to be watered. It had to get warmth from the sun. And then came the stem. And then came the bud to develop and open up into the flower.
Yes.
There's work that's done that nobody sees. And it sometimes is lonely. But I promise you, if you stick with it, if you do it, you're not alone. The God of your understanding is with you. Your family is with you. Your real friends are with you. But you got to run this race. You got to get out there and you got to do it.
Yep. Honest. Honest to goodness. That is the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that is the truth. Goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. I swear. I knew this was going to be a great conversation. And it already is so far. I'm so happy. So I guess let's go back on topic. One of the biggest things that... One of the biggest things that I always hear is people's relationship with time and money is what affects them to end up giving up. What is your opinions on that?
Yeah, so this goes back to both time and resources being, time and money being resources, right? When we first start off, we might not have a whole lot of either, but we do have both. Hear what I'm saying. So if you have income, then you have money for your dream, for your business, right? If you woke up today, then you have time for your business. It is a matter of carving it up. The moment that we accept that we have total and complete control over our lives is the moment that things change. This is a mindset reset that I'm asking you to do. It might require you getting up earlier in the morning. I had a teacher, an educator, as a client a few years ago, and she wanted to start a travel business. But, you know, teachers get up early in the morning. Sometimes they have carpool duty, so they're an hour earlier. Then they have class 8 to 10 hours during the day, meetings with parents, with teachers and administrators. Yeah. And then they go home and some of them have their own families to take care of. And then sometimes they have work they have to do. So you're talking about out of a 24-hour day, they might have spent 16 to 18 hours of it working.
Yep.
Just like many of us, right? I told her, I said, you can't wait until the end of the day to work on your business. You have to do it in the morning. She said, I already wake up at 5. I said, then you got to get up at 4. And I'm going to tell you why this is going to work. Because you're going to be excited to get up at 4 to work on your business for that precious hour. And then you're going to be excited to get back to it in the evening. And that's exactly what happened. She founded her travel business and she was able to retire from teaching.
Oh, that is so nice.
But you got to put you first.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And I like that concept. And I think when you start to develop that doubt during the middle, you know what I mean? Because people can start and they get excited and they get a few people coming in, they buy, they do whatever they need to do for the business in the beginning because they just want to, they get the support. After the support is done, then you kind of either hit a plateau or you go straight down. And at that point, people don't know what to do. And I think it comes back to time, money, your faith, the problem solver, the consistency in talking your way through it, through the storm. I mean, what is your thoughts on that?
That you're absolutely correct. And so that it doesn't become too overwhelming, what I would suggest is to break it down in chunks or pieces, right? How do you
Okay.
eat an elephant? One piece at a time, even though
Well,
we're
I
not
never
eating
heard that
elephants.
before. Yeah, I mean, that's not my choice.
Yeah. Yes, one bite at a time. Yeah. All right, right. Nobody's eating elephants. But well, you can't do that in your time and your money for resources, right? So if you think of it from the perspective of you have a day, what are we going to get done today? And I heard you. You said, but what about what happens in the middle when I'm no longer encouraged, inspired, when I'm tired, when I'm anxious, when I'm afraid? So I took this incredible training through Dr. Shirzad, excuse me, on positive intelligence training. And one of the things that he encourages us to do is about every 3 hours, you pause for 2 minutes. Everybody has 2 minutes, even if it's running to the ladies' room so you can get some peace. Close the door to the stall. I'm not asking you to sit on that toilet. I'm asking you to just stand there, right? And I want you to just breathe for 2 minutes. And then you can go back to your day. What happens in that 2 minutes is the brain matter has an opportunity to rest. And your nerves and the nerve endings have an opportunity to be still. And that encourages that gray matter to produce more positive energies or endorphins so that when you go back out, you are reset, refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready. You do that every 3 hours, then that means as soon as the down is trying to come, you have just re-upped again. So I need you to be committed to re-upping yourself. I need you to be committed to taking that 2 minutes for you. If we're talking about in 24 hours of a day, let's back out six for sleeping, right? That's 18. I'm asking you to just do this six times a day. Six times two is 12. You can give yourself 12 minutes in a day.
Yeah.
You can give yourself 12 minutes.
I mean, you deserve 12 minutes, let's be honest. If you have anything, goodness gracious, you deserve 12 minutes. And if you're one of those people that are procrastinators and you just give yourself too much rewards without any real work, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you got to put that work in, right? I mean,
You have to
when you
do
want
it.
a business, you have to put that work in, you have to put that time in, you have to, because it's how bad do you want it? Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And some days, if we're being honest, you want it more than others.
Yeah,
But
that's true.
there's no shame in that. That's normal. Just like there are some days where you're just like, I gotta get all this weight off my middle. And other days you just like, girl, come on here, let's go. It's the same thing with your business.
Yes.
But the key is consistency. It's consistency.
Yes, most definitely. To be honest, that's my word of the year is consistency. I
Love
may
it.
roll it over to next year depending on how I feel. But yeah, that is one of the things that I keep telling myself is consistency. Consistency is key because if you want to speak spiritual, you want to speak faith, let's be honest, the devil doesn't want you to do what you're made out to do. You know what I mean? So what it comes down to is how bad do you want to do it for God? You know what I mean? If you gave up on yourself a long time ago, and if you gave up on the world, I guess the only one that you're holding on to is God. Then how bad do you want to do it for God? How bad do you want to make God happy knowing that he was able to use you to help other people? What is your thoughts on that?
That's the calling. That's the purpose. That's your mission. That's everything. When you can get up every day and know that God is pleased with your work, that your ancestors are excited to be your support, that your guardian angels have run out in front of you, and anything that's trying to form against you has already been dealt with, that everything is happening for your good because you are intentional and God is never failing. When you have that in your mind, you're unstoppable. You understand that even the challenges and the negative things that happen are for you. You know, we all have heard that saying, every cloud has a silver lining. You are the silver lining. So that means the cloud, the challenge, whatever the bad thing is, that was for you. And as a person who has had plenty of bad, I can honestly say that. I literally almost died from endometriosis and fibroids. Was laid up in the hospital for weeks. Home, resting, trying to get myself back together. Since I was not working, that meant my businesses were stagnant. But God was able to show me who my real friends were, to value my family, to redo my understanding and reset my mind as to why I was here and what my purpose is, to re-energize my clients and my client base, and to now be on this platform with you and to say these things, not from a place of pie in the sky, but from experience running my law firm, my accounting firm, my publishing house, my speaking, being a wife, a mom, a first lady, we have a church, and a daughter to aging parents. Folks, we all have a lot of respect is to ourselves. Can't take care of anybody else. When we get on that plane, they tell us to put on that mask on ourselves and then to the person we're to help, and including our children. Because if we don't take care of us and we pass away, become incapacitated, we cannot not survive. We cannot be on mission. And that is a travesty.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love the way that you put it. This has been such a great conversation. I know the topic was supposed to be about business, but let's be honest, it goes through our emotions, it goes through our faith, it goes through so much deeper than what we really think about when it comes down to business. And oh my goodness, I feel like I could just keep talking to you about life and so many topics. Goodness, Lenita, this has been such a great time. But I know I need to start wrapping up the show before it cuts us off. So, what are some lasting words of wisdom that you can leave us off with? Even though you have given us so many great points, so many great things to truly think about, what can be some lasting words?
Absolutely. So your life is one of ultimate success. And when you focus on peace, joy, and fulfillment, you are truly living life on fire. It's what we've all been searching for. We were told that if we worked hard, that we would be successful and then we would be happy. But you don't want happiness, you want joy. And so instead of defining your life with stuff, clothes, cars, money, houses, which are all nice and we all want, we, including me, that can't define who you are, what you are, and how you serve. When you get to answer that question, then everything else will fall in line and you will get the stuff, but you will also have joy.
And sustainability. Let's not forget that. Because let's be honest, you can get a blessing, and as soon as you get it, if you're not, your mind is not set to prepare to maintain it and to, keep it, then it's already gone. It's already gone. But to have that sustainability, to have that consistency, oh my goodness, it's a blessing that lasts forever. And that's what we want. It comes with joy. It comes with all that peace and love. And oh my goodness, Lanita! We're gonna have to figure out a way to bring you back for another topic to talk about, because this is such a great time. Anybody who's out there who wants to know more about Lenita, I'm telling you, she has some great content on her website. You are gonna want to check out. It'll keep you thinking, because that's what it's all about, right? It's thinking, evolving, reflecting, moving forward, and doing the best that we can as a human being. So I have a lovely photo on my website. Just click right under it, and you'll be able to check everything great that Lenita has to offer to the world, because that's what we're doing, just sharing each other's gifts and, embracing each other. So, with that being said, always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.